Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise One Mobile Studios aboard the Carnival Dream in Port Canaveral, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio and be our friend on Facebook, facebook.com/cruiseradio.
Yeah, we're back on board the big, fat Carnival Dream. Very nice ship, very new ship, and last time it was just a quick visit last time.
Yeah, it was back in November of 2009.
And we only got to talk to James Dunn, the cruise director. But we've got a whole slew of people we're going to talk to, and I hope you enjoy the experience with us. But first, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, is with us, found at cruiseguy.com. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt and Doug.
Hey, man.
Well, we got hurricanes this week.
Earl.
This past week. Well, there was Danielle.
Right.
And now we've got Earl coming right up behind him. And that does affect the itineraries of many ships.
Well, since you bring it up, Stuart, we have an email from Cynthia in Atlanta. We always welcome your emails. You can email comments at cruiseradio.net. She writes, "Hey, guys, I'm expected to go on a cruise to the Eastern Caribbean, but what happens if a hurricane redirects us to the Western Caribbean? Will they compensate us accordingly?"
Well, that's a very good question. And instead of the ship sailing into the storm and people being seriously hurt as well as damaging the ship, the cruise lines, with their ships in fear for their passengers, tend to take the ships and steer them towards safety. So, no, the good thing is that you're not land-based. This is another advantage of being on a cruise, is that they can alter the itineraries, and subject to the contract, the passenger contract, the ships can change, the lines can change their itineraries at any time for any reason. In this case, it's definitely for everyone's benefit that the ship leave the Eastern Caribbean and instead go to the Western Caribbean, where you'll have sun and fun and be able to do so in safety.
All right, moving on. Stuart, we've been talking about cruise ports for a while, and Grand Cayman with their lack of a pier. Now, is that going to affect next year's tourism?
Well, it's unfortunate, because Grand Cayman is definitely one of the best, you know, stops on a cruise ship, and over the years has been by far one of the most popular. But in 2011, it's been reported that they're going to be down 25% in 2011, and a lot of it has to do because, you know, the cruise facilities that they have, the pier and the marina where they bring the tendered passengers in, has just not been a big highlight. And apparently the comment cards back to the cruise lines are telling them that, you know, it's a great island, but we didn't like the tendering, and so the cruise lines are going elsewhere.
Similar situation in Jamaica. There has not been a pier in Falmouth, but they're expecting to complete their first pier on schedule. Is this right?
It is. Royal Caribbean is building a pier in Falmouth, Jamaica, and that's actually, they haven't had a pier there, Matt and Doug. They've been going into Ocho Rios from Montego Bay, and Falmouth is actually in the middle of both, which means that passengers, forget the town. The town's not going to be ready when the ships begin calling in November. But what's going to happen is it's going to essentially double the amount of tours that passengers are going to be able to take, and also, you know, the different cities that they're going to be able to go to, because they're in between Ocho Rios and Montego Bay.
But they're building a new pier, but it still looks gross there, doesn't it?
Well let's just say the center, the pier and the shops and everything are going to be open, but the town itself has a lot of work to be done, and it's just a standing point to get passengers on their tours.
Okay, and moving to our hometown of Jacksonville and the whole port issue, where is it going to go? I guess they were looking at the old Ford plant, which is near, Matthews Bridge?
Yeah, it's by where all those barges are, the base of the Matthews Bridge, which...
For those who know Jacksonville.
Yeah, and it's quite a bit of ways west from where the cruise port is right now at the Dames Point Bridge over in Jacksonville, so... Thank God they nixed this.
Yeah, it wasn't a good idea. Plus, not to mention that because the ships would have to go under the Dames Point Bridge, that they would not be able to accommodate the larger cruise ships. So
right.
That would really stymie any future growth. So that was, I mean, it's a good idea, and I'm glad to see that at least they're trying. But, you know, time's running out, but this was definitely not a viable option. And I'm sure they're going to come up with something really good, hopefully very soon.
Way to go, Jacksonville. So the Greek cabotage laws lifted. When does that take effect?
Well, it takes effect immediately, and that's great news for cruise passengers.
Stuart, hold on a second. What is the Greek cabotage laws?
The Greek cabotage laws, which have been in effect for many years, have actually prevented future growth from foreign flag ships, which had to have a predominant amount of Greek crew on board. So a lot of these cruise ships, outside of, let's say, the old Celebrity and Chandra's lines, they did not have a majority of Greek passenger lines, so they could not begin or end in Athens, Greece, as an example. So with this lifting of the cabotage laws, we're going to be able to see more cruise ships visiting Athens, which is a wonderful port. The ships would actually dock in Piraeus, just outside of Athens, but it's a very short drive, and it's just one of the most magnificent, you know, cities to be able to see some, you know, the ancient relics there, especially the Acropolis. But this actually could mean $1.3 billion in new revenues for Athens, and I think they're going to be big winners on this one.
Okay, so how much is it to fly into Athens? Is it more expensive than any other European ports?
No, it's a very reasonable port. It's definitely going to be less than, let's say, Barcelona. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see, because a lot of the cruises that focused more heavily on the Greek islands with a little bit of Italy were not able to occur because of these cabotage laws.
Let's back up to Barcelona. I got a question for you. I was trying to book a flight over to Europe in a couple of months, and to fly into Barcelona was like almost 50% higher. Why is that?
Well, Barcelona does not have as much lift, and they don't have as many direct flights, especially from the States.
Uh-huh.
And it is very expensive to go into Barcelona, which is why I was thrilled several years ago to see lines actually starting in Civitavecchia. You're dealing with, you know, into Rome. You're dealing with, you know, that long, you know, bus ride or cab ride into Civitavecchia. But the savings that you'll have with, you know, for a lot of people could be nonstop flights or one-stop flights. But there's more lift and better scheduling.
Who needs Wikipedia when you have Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, who will be back with us later in the show with your hot deals.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
We're aboard the Carnival Dream in Port Canaveral with our first guest. Who do you have, Matt?
Donato Becce.
Si.
And when you say it, you have to do something like that.
Donato Becce
is the hotel director aboard the Carnival Dream, the relatively very, very new Carnival Dream. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you, Matt.
Yes, very good.
Thank you, Matt.
It's all right.
I'm happy to be here.
We were joking about, you know, do we need the captain? Not so much. But we know that it's actually the hotel director that really runs this place.
The captain's still in overall in charge of the ship and the safety of the passengers. But a daily routine of the guests, yes, that's under my big umbrella. With the help of 22 department heads.
Yeah, because a lot of people think that it's just maybe the lodging that the hotel director takes care of, but it's a lot more than that.
Well, you know, it goes from the guest services to the galley and to the culinary arts and the F&B sides of it, the bars, entertainment, gambling, laundry, room service, stateroom service as well. So it's quite a huge of an operation.
What turns you on most about the job? What's the most exciting part of the job?
The guests.
Yeah,
the guests is it's what makes me go every day. See happy faces around the ship, see the guests having a good time, just the overall experience that we create for our guests on board. And what makes me more pleasure is when the last day when they leave the ship and we see a great smile on their face, right, and they wave us goodbye, and some of them are even in tears and crying, and you know, wait until the next time they will be back on board.
On the flip side, what's the most challenging part of your job?
I'm not sure if we have challenges. Every day,
really,
every day it's fun. We say, you know, it's another day. Right. I guess challenging, maybe if we have maybe some rough weather, but it's out of our control as well.
Right, obviously.
Walk us through a day in your life here on board the Carnival Dream.
Normally, it's early rise for me, and it's a cup of coffee on promenade, and then a tour around the ship. And then, of course, part of it, it's the administration side as well, and the emails of today. and I would say then guests in the evening and making sure that all the services are offered and so on. Mostly, you know, that is my daily routine. The, you know, meeting with other department heads, making sure that, you know, everything is being taken care of in every area of the ship. And pretty much.
You know, it seems like more and more these days the cruise lines are trying to outdo each other with all the features on the ships. What is it that the Carnival Dream has that sets it apart from the others?
I think that most of the cruise lines, we all trying to do the copying each other, you know, and we probably one comes with an idea and the other one will follow. Sure. I think what really sets aside on a cruise experience, it's the crew. It's the staff on board. That's what sets them aside. I feel that if you're good to your crew, and your crew is going to be good to your guest. You have a great crew, guests will have a great vacation. It's very important. I think that is the most important part of the cruise. Yes, you know, we all try to elaborate menus, and we all trying to bring new technology in the industry, new innovation. But ultimately, it becomes to be the service, and that is the most important part of the cruise.
From Italy, Donato Becce, hotel director. Thank you so much for being with us. Piacere.
Piacere di averlo conosciuto.
When the stars make you drool just like pasta frazzle, that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Scusa me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
I want to really try and say your last name correctly here, too.
Wait till you see my name.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. Daniel Arulraj.
Almost, not exactly, but...
Say it, how do you say it?
It's Daniel Arulraj.
Yes, I love it. And he is the senior sous chef from India. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you.
Give us a little background of your experience.
I did my culinary college, which is 3 years of diploma in hotel management and catering technology in India. For 3 years after I finished that, I went to an industrial training in India. I worked for a hotel in India for 1.5 years, and I joined Carnival in 2000, July, Carnival celebration first. And there I started as a commis, as a cook. And then from there till now, where I came up along with the company.
Well, congratulations on your 10-year anniversary with the company. Yeah. How many plates per day do you go through?
It's like in a dinner time, approximately from 2,200 to 2,600 main course per sitting. That is almost around 4,600, 4,800 main course in a dinner we serve. I mean, we have 4,600 guests, so some of them have two main courses. So it's basically somewhere 4,800 to 5,000 main courses every single day we prepare.
Let's say everyone just that night decides to order all lobster, and you're like, "What? We weren't quite."
That is where
that's the magic of it.
That
all.
Is the way you are. Like if you're a doctor, the doctor can touch your pulse and he can say, "Okay, this is this." Okay. The same way we are in this industry for quite some time, and we exactly know what is the psychology of the guest, like how much and what they are going to order. So approximately, plus due to the experience, we do know that they are going to order 70% of lobster on a day and 20% of a fish on a day. So exactly we know, okay, this many percentage, and we calculate accordingly and we cook accordingly. Right. Certain percentage of people always order certain things. Right. For example, if it is a barbecue pork ribs, many of them order barbecue pork ribs. And for example, every single day Carnival serves shrimp cocktail. So when you see on the first day, everybody sees shrimp cocktail and they order shrimp cocktail.
Right.
The same Carnival, another dessert what we have is a melting chocolate cake, where on the first day, when they see melting chocolate cake, they get more melting chocolate cake on the first day. But the cruise goes down, it goes down. But always we serve at least from 1,500 to 1,600 melting chocolate cake and as an average every single day. Even though you have another three other desserts of the day, but this melting chocolate cake, every day you have it, but every day love it. People love it. They just order it.
Can you just keep saying melting chocolate cake?
Melting chocolate cake.
I love it.
Could you give us some stats on how many pounds of meat you go through a week or seafood? Food.
Yes, lobster we serve around 700 pounds, mm-hmm. and pork ribs around 2,400 pounds, mm-hmm. and prime rib around 1,800 pounds, and fish somewhere around 1,600 of salmon, and separately like baza fillet somewhere around 1,800 pounds. So EBY shrimps, the fried shrimps we use somewhere around 450 pounds. So every single thing has different. Total, we order from $360,000 every single
cruise, which is on the Port Canaveral, which for this ship as a home port, we keep load out all our stuff like groceries, meats and our vegetables, fresh produce, fruits, etc. Everything has been loaded every single Port Canaveral. And at the end of the cruise, again, we order for the following cruise and we receive keep receiving every 7 days in a cruise.
Daniel Arulraj.
Arulraj.
Because I speak a little Tamil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Vanakkam.
Vanakkam.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for being with us. James Dunn, the assistant cruise director, is with us. Welcome back to Cruise Radio, I should say.
Thank you very much. We're on our inaugural. Spit it out.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Done four interviews and he's ready for a break. You know what I mean? I'm not being funny, but...
It's a rigorous schedule.
It's tough, isn't it? Tough to be at the top. Do you know, I'm really excited because I can't believe I'm being interviewed by Ricky Gervais. You look really, really like Ricky Gervais. You just look at that camera, Ricky Gervais.
Nutter, absolute slag nutter. How's it been since we last saw you, I guess? Because really, the Carnival Dream came out, what, July, I want to say?
No, we came out, we sailed September the 18th last year.
Okay.
Out of Civitavecchia. And yeah, it's been a roller coaster since then. We came over to do New York, and then when we were on one of our New York cruises, Port Canaveral was one of our ports. That's where I met you guys. And then from there, we relocated down to Port Canaveral and now in our home. As far as the entertainment department, we're just perfecting our schedule to adapt to our clientele. That now we have a 7 day East and West. We have the highest past guest count in the fleet. So we're constantly trying to make new things and improve and get the schedule down to a fine art.
Is it all the growing pains worked out? Or are they still getting worked out, all the kinks and stuff?
As in what kinks?
Right.
Bring it on. As far as the entertainment department, we're now on, since we last saw you, we were doing different cruises. Mm-hmm. So as far as maybe weather and production shows, it may be a certain night, the ship may move more than another night, or it may be slightly colder or more chance of rain on a certain port leaving than another port. So as far as the entertainment schedule's down, we've got it completely down because we just do 7 day East and West now. So we know that... this show works perfect on that night. It gets the best response. People aren't so tired because we've been at sea, so they'll want to come to the show that night. Mardi Gras deck party is huge recently, especially with all the kids on. We throw the beads out. We know the perfect night for that, you know, where we do it on a St. Martin night where people have been at the beach all day, or we do it on a Belize day where people have been out and they're in an adventurous mood. So we've got everything down as far as that concerns, yeah. So
what kind of shows are going on right now?
I love the shows on this ship. Do you know what? I've been on this ship like nearly a year, and I honestly do not get fed up of watching them. We've got something new, a couple of things that are new since I spoke to you guys last. We've got a new, on the first night, we do a huge welcome aboard party on Lido deck. We've obviously got the Carnival Laser Experience. We've now incorporated the singers and the dancers. So we do a 25-minute show up there, which gets everyone involved. To be honest, I like to call it a party rather than a show because it's more of an interaction. We put words on the big screen where everyone will sing along and get involved. Everyone will receive glow sticks, and it's at night, so we get a huge rock and roll atmosphere going. We've got we take pictures of people as they're coming to the party and they don't realize what it's for, and they're projected all along the big screen, so it's like a huge set the tone for the for the whole cruise. Get it going party. That's a lot of fun. And then we've also got Eight More Seconds, which is a tribute to the South Country show, which is great. We've got a brand new, very, very popular, it's called Dancing in the Street, that features our singers, our dancers, and as well Fun Force. We have four acrobats that we have on board, and for that show we also fly into...
That's Fun Force?
Fun Force. Right. Yeah, they spin on their head, they...
A lot of breaking.
Pop and lock breaking, sure. Yeah, you name it, they can do it. They're very, very talented guys. In fact, one of them used to break dance for Janet Jackson.
Wow.
That we have on board here.
That's
cool.
Yeah,
he's great. Also...
He's got some probably good, some pretty good Jackson family stories then.
Oh, they've got some. They can tell you well, they can tell you very many stories, and I can tell you lots of stories of just them being on board. Anyway, and then with the
we've got plenty of time.
Have you? Well, bring it on. I haven't.
He is the assistant cruise director, Mr. James Dunn from London. Cheers, very well. Thank you so much for being back with us.
Thank you for having me on Cruise Radio.
For advertising opportunities, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Advertise. You're listening to Cruise Radio, the fastest-growing cruise talk radio show in the nation.
My name is Matt, by the way.
Hi, I'm Nancy.
Hey, Nancy, where are you from?
Ohio, North Canton, yeah. Ohio.
Did you know anything about the dream going into it? What all have you heard, I guess, and what are your expectations?
Brand new ship, biggest one they have in the fleet.
Right.
And that's the main reason I just picked it, for it being new, fresh. I like that whole freshly painted, freshly scented thought.
Of course, that new ship smell.
Yeah, and I like the bigger ones. I get motion sickness, so I'm a fan of the ones that you don't feel a move versus the smaller ships. So.
What do you like most about Carnival, I guess, it's in general?
For me, it's perfect because I like to have fun, but I don't think they overdo it, and I don't think they underdo it. There's something for everybody.
Right.
They play every style of music. They have every type of show, or you can just sit out on your balcony and relax and be by yourself and have room service if that's what you want to do.
That's what I was just going to say. There never is any, like, pressure to get involved and do fun things now. It's like whatever you want.
I've never gone to an art auction. I've never played bingo on board. I could care less if I ever do.
Right.
But the shows are great. The food's great. That's enough for me.
Thanks for talking to me.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on radio channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1, or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide, Cruise One, yeah, Cruise One.
Do you plan on taking a cruise out of Port Canaveral, Florida, and you need a place to stay? This is where you go. The Country Inns and Suites by Carlson in Cape Canaveral on Astronaut Boulevard. Doug and I stayed there last week, and we were both really impressed by this place and everyone who worked there. They've been open since 2006, and that's the first thing you notice, how nice and new it is. But you also notice when you walk in how clean it is. There's something really telling about a housekeeper who's on her hands and knees polishing up the bottom of the stairwell's handrail posts. And all in all, it's a very comfortable place with a lot to offer to travelers and a very warm, family-friendly feel to it. General Manager Bud Birch and Front Desk Manager Eric Richardson, thank y'all so much for your time. Quick and easy to book your room today. Just go to countryinns.com/CapeCanaveralFL or call toll-free 800-596-2375.
For advertising opportunities, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Advertise.
Each episode, we feature Porthole Cruise Magazine's Picks of the Week. And this week, it goes out to any cruiser who's setting sail from or visiting San Francisco. Now, when you think of the city by the bay, you might imagine sitting at Fisherman's Wharf and enjoying some classic clam chowder and a bread bowl. But true soup lovers should also seek out the family-owned San Francisco Soup Company, which features more than 10 unique homemade gourmet soups to choose from each day.
Yeah, they have dozens of specialty soups to include original recipes like salmon chowder with asparagus, roasted chicken with summer squash and lime, pizza soup with pepperoni and sausage, and potato cheddar and bacon. Locals say their favorites are the Mexican chicken tortilla, tomato bisque, and matzo ball soup.
You can check out the whole list and find the 16 Bay Area locations at sfsoupco.com. Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guy is back with us online with your hot deals. What you got?
Well, Europe is still a very hot topic, and one of the repositioning cruises that is coming up is Royal Caribbean's Vision of the Seas, which is going to be doing a 9-night cruise from Venice, Italy to Lisbon, Portugal. And it's got a very unique itinerary. It'll stop in Split, Croatia. It'll go to Naples for Pompeii, Sorrento, and Capri. Stops in Civitavecchia for Rome, Villefranche for Nice and Monte Carlo, Barcelona, and then it goes to Cadiz, which is the port for Seville, and then into Lisbon. So here's a 9-night cruise, some of the best of the Mediterranean, and cruise only pricing we're finding from just as low as $499 per person. Mm. So it's one of those deals that you may not be able to stay home for.
Nice.
NCL's got some great deals coming up. Norwegian Epic still has their starting pricing from $649. They're offering low-cost air add-ons for the balcony cabins and above, where the pricing for the air add-ons start from just $99 per person, or if you're kind of like Midwest West, you're only going to pay $199 per person. And then beginning October 31st, NCL is bringing back their suite and villa sale, where that'll last through September 10th, where you can actually save up to $4,000 per suite.
Dang!
There's a lot of good deals. The Caribbean, we still have the Carnival and Royal Caribbean and Princess and Celebrity. I mean, there's a lot of $499, $599 deals. And for the very first time, which we mentioned last week, Oasis of the Seas has pricing, and on a couple of dates in October, where the pricing is starting from only $999 for some balcony cabins. But a lot of those dates have actually been gone because people booked them. The pricing is going up, but there's still a few left.
All right, thank you, Stuart Sheeran, the Cruise Guy, found at cruiseguy.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at Cruise Guy.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio. Be our friend on Facebook, facebook.com/Cruise Radio.
Next week, we're going to try and have a kickback show for Labor Day weekend. We've done this in the past where we take your calls and your comments and your questions.
Yeah, you can email us comments@cruiseradio.net or call us 866-874-7957.
From the Cruise One Mobile Studios aboard the Carnival Dream in Port Canaveral, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.